tap-a-rap-a-tap-tap-tap. "How do you want me to treat you?" she said. "As my son or as the editor of one of my magazines? I'm happy to do either." "Your magazines? Well, I am your son, but I don't see..." "Right. Michael, I want you to look at these figures," she said, briskly, handing over a sheet of computer printout. "The ones on the left show the actual incomings and outgoings of Fathom. The ones on the right are your own figures. Does anything strike you about them?" "Mother, I can explain. I..." "Good," said Lady Magna sweetly. "I'm very glad of that." She took the piece of paper back. "Now, do you have any views on how the magazine should best be run in the future?" "Yes, absolutely. Very strong ones. I..." "Good," said Lady Magna with a bright smile. "Well, that's all perfectly satisfactory then. Don't you want to hear?" "No, that's all right, dear. I'm just happy to know that you do have something to say on the matter to clear it all up. I'm sure the new owner of Fathom will be glad to listen to whatever it is." "What?" said a stunned Michael. "You mean you're actually selling Fathom?" "No, I mean I've already sold it. Didn't get much for it, I'm afraid. £1 plus a promise that you would be retained as the editor for the next 3 issues, and after that it's at the new owner's discretion." Michael stared, pop-eyed. "Well, come now," said his mother reasonably. "We could hardly continue under the present arrangement, could we? You always agreed with your father that the job should not be a sinecure for you, and since I would have a great deal of difficulty in either believing or resisting your stories, I thought I would hand the problem on to someone with whom you could have a more objective relationship. Now, I have another appointment, Michael."
"Well, but who have you sold it to?" spluttered Michael.
"Gordon Way."
"Gordon Way? But for heaven's sake, Mother, he's..."
"He's very anxious to be seen to patronise the arts, and I think I do mean patronise. I'm sure you'll get on splendidly, dear. Now, if you don't mind..." Michael stood his ground.
"I've never heard of anything so outrageous. I..."
"Do you know, that's exactly what Mr. Way said when I showed him these figures and then demanded that you be kept on as editor for 3 issues. Michael huffed and puffed and went red and wagged his finger, but could think of nothing more to say, except... "What difference would it have made to all this if I'd said, 'Treat me as the editor of one of your magazines?'" "Why, dear," said Lady Magna with her sweetest smile, "I would have called you Mr. Wenton Weeks, of course, and I wouldn't now be telling you to straighten your tie," she added, with a tiny little gesture under her chin. Rap, tap, tap, rap, tap, tap.
Number 17, was it, Gov?
What? Said Michael, shaking his head.
"It was 17, you said, was it?" said the cab driver. "'Cause we're here."
Oh, yes, thank you," said Michael. He climbed out and fumbled in his pocket for some money.
"Tap, tap, tap, eh?"
"What?" said Michael, handing over the fare.
"Tap, tap, tap," said the cab driver, "all the bloody way here. Got something on your mind, eh, mate?"
"Mind your own bloody business," snapped Michael savagely.
"Oh, if you say so, mate. Just thought you might be going mad or something," said the cabbie and drove off.